Thank you for calling XPO.
Hello?
Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Winston. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Winston. This is Carl, Home Depot 470. I had a customer that was scheduled for a refrigerator install on the 22nd, and it was a no-show.
All right. So give me the order number, please.
PO 7041-8647.
You said 7041.
8647.
Okay. Zero. 4 7. You said zero. Okay, you said 7041-8647. How about the telephone number on this order, sir? How about that?
Phone number is 602-705-9061.
All right, give my computer a second or two to get this pulled up, sir, and we can go ahead and see what the situation is with this install.
Okay.
What is he talking about? No, I need two. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on the system to go and load this order. So just moving. Oh, there we go. Is this for
okay.
Loy Fan? Fine.
Yes. That works for me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. As I'm reading the notes, so it's stating that the service provider that was on this order, he didn't know how to install a refrigerator or the water line or a freestanding refrigerator, and that's why this install didn't get completed.
That doesn't make sense.
Yes, sir. I do understand that sometimes. Well, in our so sometimes okay, so all of our techs, some of them are fully qualified, or we call the ones that's fully qualified to install any and everything and do everything as far as deliver, we'll pick up, delivery, and install. We call those total techs. And sometimes, yes, sir. So sometimes we might get a hold of some techs that aren't just as qualified as the others. And unfortunately, this customer had got one of the techs that's just not qualified to go ahead and complete this install. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to go ahead and email this situation so to make sure you can get his install. Did the customer want to reschedule? What would be the best date that the customer want to reschedule for, if you would know that already?
As soon as possible, because
okay.
He has no refrigerator.
Okay. So, okay, what I'm going to do right now. Now, see, I can't reschedule him unless I know for sure that he wants a specific date. I have to confirm with him. So,
okay.
Can you confirm with him what specific date that he wants, and I will see if we can accommodate, or the best way that we can accommodate
this
reschedule.
He's not here. He's not here.
Okay, can
he
I
called in?
Okay, is the number on this order good? Can I reach out to the customer right now?
Yes, you can.
All right. You said your name was.
Mine's Carl.
Carl.
His is Loy.
Okay, Carl. Let me go ahead and reach out to this customer, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right.
I have two Dysons and a Kirby.
My apartment's too small now for the Rumble with all the toys. So we
don't yeah. Know.
But the Bob Sweet is like a Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
It's only $8.99. It's on sale all the way for $2.49.
Wow.
And I loved it before we had her. She was so good.
Mm.
But now it's a
toy. Well, my uncle had an upright Dyson. And I had gotten the small canister one so that I could do the plant shelves, because I'm not lifting the Kirby on top of a ladder. So.
I know my mother-in-law has a Kirby. They're heavy.
They are heavy. But when the power drive works, it's not heavy at all. The money's not. He's calling the customer.
In New York, I had a Dyson. I bought, when it first came out, and I paid like $700 back then. But then I loved it, but it's a heavy vacuum too.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it all through, and when I got divorced, I kept it, and we had it. But we left that in New York.
Oh.
And then here, we bought the Dyson Stick, which I have all.
Yeah. I have a commercial mop and mop bucket.
Well, I have the thin one too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I mopped with the other night, because the floor was so dirty from having everybody over all week.
Mm-hmm.
So I did three times with that.
Right.
And then probably tonight I'll go with the Swiffer.
And I had bought one of the Swiffer ones, and Tammy won't use it.
I used to use it for quick.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, almost like the sweeping.
Yeah.
But then I stopped using it.
Yeah.
Because they actually work really well as far as attracting stuff and not moving it around. My house is kind of
I have a couple of synthetic, of the round ones, And then I've also got a real ostrich feather duster. Because down on the way to Tucson, there's that Rooster Cogburn's ostrich ranch.
Oh, yeah?
We stopped there, and I think it was $20.
If you polish and dust the furniture, but I feel like you don't need to polish it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is he on lunch or is Mike? Yeah, I saw that. I was on the wall.